Namaste, my name is Uwe Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak what food prevents and heals cancer. After much research, you can find out cancer loves acid, no oxygen and sugar. Cancer and other diseases need an acid environment from pH 5.5. Meat eaters have even a pH from 4. An acid environment promotes yeast and all fungus. So more acidic your body is, the easier it becomes for cancer to grow and spread. A healthy body typically has a pH level of around 7.4, which is slightly alkaline. And if you eat only raw food, then you have much more, you have about 8 or so. Just make a test by yourself and check your urine with litmus paper. And this litmus paper you get at the pharmacy. Okay? Check it. We need to alkalize the body. Eat alkaline food like fresh, unprocessed, uncooked fruits and vegetables. This means a plant-based diet without processed food like vegetable oil, sugar, trans fat, meat prevents and can heal cancer. If you just have it with a plant-based food, you can heal cancer, also diabetes, but then it must be raw vegetables. Then you can heal with this even diabetes. Eat only unprocessed, gluten-free whole grains like brown rice, quinoa, flaxseed, and millet at least 90 grams per day. Tumors are harmless until they get a blood supply. This is called tumor angiogenesis. And when they hijack the angiogenesis system, they get from the blood oxygen and nutrition. The thing is, there's cancer who loves oxygen, and the worst cancers don't want oxygen, okay? From a 2 millimeter size, they can grow within 2 weeks 16,000 times. Good appetite with your junk food, no? Okay. Food that is anti-antigenic cuts the blood supply from the cancer or tumor cells and starves so the cancer. So again, green tea, because it contains catechins and that is anti-antigenic. And it's for stem cells is good. It is so good green tea, but don't take too much. And even it lower inflammation, boost immune system. Don't prepare green tea with boiling water. First, it doesn't taste delicious. And second, you destroy the catechins. So this means experts saying for different sorts, 60 to 80 degrees, no boiling water, okay? Put hot water, 70 to 80 Celsius, over loose tea leaves and let it cool down. Then it produces catechins or EGCG, and only then it can be beneficial. When using tea bags, shake them in the hot water. Makes sense, no? I do this all the time with tea bags. Consistent daily consumption of matcha or green tea can help maintain high levels of catechins in your body. Then drink only 2 to 3 cups of green tea or matcha per day, matcha less. But I mean 2 to 3 small cups of green tea. A small cup is 150 milliliters, okay? Matcha, just only 200 milliliters, okay? Because you would take in too much caffeine. The most catechin from the green tea you gain when you let the green tea leaves soak 30 minutes in 80 Celsius hot water. Okay. In Tibet, you can't do this because the water is not getting caught on it. Kale. Cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all kinds of kale, or Chinese kale, what I ferment. No? Because inside is sulforaphane, they boost immune system, lower inflammation, are anti-adrenergic. Broccoli sprouts have the most sulforaphane and 100 times more sulforaphane than broccoli. The broccoli stem has 2 times more than the top. Oh, makes all sense. No? Papaya allows the risk of lung cancer. The red color papaya contains carotenoids and are anti-inflammatory and anti-adrenergic. Now comes, I didn't know it, and now I eat all the time, purple potatoes with purple flesh. They exist, I say the fake purple potatoes and have white flesh inside. And they exist Japanese white potatoes with purple flesh. Also, we need to eat this purple flesh. And okay? And red potatoes with orange to reddish flesh. So it's not so delicious, but it's the same. No? You can even eat them raw when you ground them or put them in an electric blender. It's delicious. So the red potatoes I don't like so much. But the purple potatoes you can eat easily raw. No? And also the red potatoes, but the taste is not so great. No? For my taste, okay. They are also easy to cook and you can add them to any meal. Okay. They contain anthocyanin, are anti-inflammatory, anti-androgenic, has vitamin C, A and C, kills cancer cells, kill cancer stem cells, and the red have also carcinogens inside. Pomegranates packed with bioactivates like L-arginines and anti-adrenergic. Stimulates the lower colon to produce mucus and help healthy gut bacteria. Then comes garlic, ginger, and turmeric are anti-adrenergic and kill cancer cells. Okay, clear now. Legumes like lima beans, lentils, soybeans. Then lemons. Then nuts like almonds, Brazil nuts, walnuts, not more than 50 grams per day. Okay. Then dark leafy greens, including kale, spinach, and parsley. Then berry like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. If you eat the purple potatoes, they're even better than berries. No? Tomatoes. Okay, tomatoes, the gene controlled. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this and bye.